Welcome to the Torah Timecha Parshat HaShavua with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Chanalei Rappaport, and today we will be doing a double Parsha, Parshas Matos and Maaseh. Matos means tribes, Shvatim, different way to say Shvatim, and Maaseh means journeys, the different journeys that Bnei Israel had in the Midbar. In Parshas Matos, Moshe conveys the laws which speak about how to annul vows, promises, to the heads of the tribes of Bnei Israel. We then have a war which is waged against Midian because they sent their daughters out to try and create the moral destruction of the Jewish nation. And the Torah gives us a detailed account of the war spoils and how they were allocated to the people. Two of the Shvatim, two of the tribes, that of Reuven and Gad, later joined by half of the Shevet of Menashe, say, "We have a lot of cattle and sheep, and we'd like to stay here on the east side of the Jordan River." First, Moshe is angry at them. And then he allows them to have the property on that side of the Jordan as long as they commit to going first to Eretz Yisrael and fighting with the rest of the Jewish people. And then we have Parshas Maaseh, the 42 journeys of Bnei Israel in the Midbar. We were in the Midbar for 40 years. In some places we stayed for a very long time, years. Sometimes we stayed for just a few days. We don't get much detail about what happened in each of these places, just little bits and pieces of information. Then we get the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael, and we speak about the Arei Miklat, the cities of refuge, which are designated for inadvertent murderers to run to. Then we have the daughters of Tzlafchad, who are marrying within their own tribe of Menashe, as we have spoken about, so that the property, the estate that they inherit from their father, should not pass on to a different Shevet. It should stay within their Shevet of Menashe. I want to speak about the 42 journeys, the significance of the 42 journeys, and relate it to the period of time that we find ourselves in now, the 3 weeks. There's a conversation about wearing tefillin on Tisha B'Av. Some say not to put it on at all. Some say to put it on in the morning, which is how Rabbi Ovadia Yosef, Paskins, Asfardim do. And some say, which Ashkenazim are noheg, to put it on by Mincha, because it was at Mincha time that the Beis HaMikdash actually burned down, and now the Nechama can begin. The Rambam brings one more opinion. The Rambam says that some Chachamim say to only put on Tefillin Shel Yad, the Tefillin that one wears on the arm, and not the Tefillin Shel Rosh, not the Tefillin on the head. And it's a very interesting psak. We don't hold, nobody holds this psak, but the Prima Gadim wants to know why. We never see this, to separate the tefillin and to only put on the tefillin shel yad, the hand tefillin, the arm tefillin, and not the tefillin on the head. So to begin to answer this, and to understand what our work is meant to be during this time of year, I want to start with a story that's in the Gemara, in Maseches Chagiga. It's a story about Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya was a Tana who lived after the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash. He was a very, very wise man. And we have many stories of him going to Rome and arguing with the Chachmei Atuna, who are the wise men of Athens, the philosophers, and there are many debates that we have with Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya and these wise men of Athens. The Gemara speaks about Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya standing in the house of the Caesar, and a heretic was also present, gestured to him by turning his face away from him. Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya responded to him by putting out his arm. The Caesar asked Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, what was the story? What did he do? And so he said, well, the heretic turned his face away from me to symbolize that Hashem has turned his face away from us. But I stretched out my arm to him to say, no, although it may seem like he turned his face away from us, his arm is still outstretched towards us. The members of the Caesar's house then said to the heretic, what was this conversation about? And the heretic said, I turned my face away to show that Hashem has turned his face away from them. And they said, and what did he say to you? What was the arm? And he said, I have no idea. I can't explain it. And they said, a person who cannot understand what gestures mean, how does he dare to gesture in the presence of the king? And they took him out and they killed him. What is the point of this nice story? What do we learn from it? And with this as a background, we can talk about a different debate between the Chachmei Atuna, the wise men of Athens, and Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. There's a massive argument which starts with a disagreement about the gestation period of a snake. And it continues with all different types of questions about the gestation periods of different animals. And as part of the challenge of this discussion, of this debate, they bring him two eggs. And they said to him, which one of these eggs was laid by a black hen and which one by a white one? He answered them by bringing them two pieces of goat's cheese. And he says, did this cheese come from a white goat or from a black goat? The Maharsha explains what was going on here. But before we get there, as an introduction, another introduction, in the Haftarah that we read last week, the first of the Gimel de Par Unusa, the Haftarahs that we read during the 3 weeks, Hashem asks Yirmiyahu, what do you see? What vision do you see? And he showed him a stick. And he said, this is not a plain stick. I see a makel shaked. I see an almond stick. And Hashem says to him, Hitafta lerot, you saw the right thing. An almond branch is unique, because from the time it blossoms until the time it bears fruits is very, very quick. It happens in 21 days. And on the simplest level, Hashem said, I will speed up the Chorban. It's going to happen in 21 days. It's going to be a quick process. And it did indeed. Between Shavasar Batamas and Tisha B'Av is only 21 days. Between the breach of the wall and the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, it took as quickly as it takes for almonds to blossom. But there's something else that takes 21 days, and that's the gestational period. I'm not sure exactly how this works biologically, but an egg, a hen will lay its egg, and the chicken will come out, the little chick will come out within 21 days. From the time the egg starts to form in the hen, and then she lays it and sits on it until it hatches. What is 21 days? There are 21 days between Rosh Hashanah and Hoshana Rabbah. And there are 21 days of Bein HaMitzarim. The Chachmei Atuna, the wise men of Athens, were saying, you Jews are no different than us Greeks. We Greeks believe in different gods, good gods and bad gods, nice gods and angry gods. You too have good days and bad days, good gods and bad gods. You have periods of black and periods of white, just like this egg of 21. Did it come from a black hen or did it come from a white hen? To which Rabbi Yeshua responded and he says, no. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. There is unity. There is one Hashem and both bad and good come from him because there's nothing that's really bad. But when it looks like it's bad, it's also coming from him. And by bringing the goat's cheese, what he was saying is, there are two goats that we use on Yom Kippur, which are identical in size, value, and appearance. One goes to Azazel, to be thrown off the cliff, to be given whatever it means to the Satan, and the other to Hashem. The blood gets sprinkled in the Kodesh HaKadosh Manar and HaKodesh, the holiest of places. But they are connected and they have to be the same, and we cannot get forgiveness without the two of them together. Both goats are identical and here to serve Hashem. There are no black days or white days. We have days that are harder and days that are easier. We have the Yimei Ratzon, the days that we come closer to Hashem in one way, through Tshuva and Tvila, and we have days that we come closer to Hashem through the mourning of the Beis HaMikdash. It's not a black time versus a white time. Both times are used to get closer to Hashem. We know that Tisha B'Av is called a Mo'ed. A Mo'ed means a meeting, and it comes from the Shorash of Ve'ida, a Va'ad. It's a connecting time. We come to a meeting with Hashem. So even though it's Tisha B'Av and it's sad, we have to use the sad days also as part of the process of getting close to Hashem. So we have 21 days of Slicha and Mechila. We have 21 days of mourning. There's no black eggs or white eggs. There's no black hens or white hens. It's all the same. It's all how do we connect to Hashem. And to take this even further, if you add up the 21 days, both of them, the 21 sad days that we're middle of now and the 21, I guess, deep and meaningful days of Slicha and Mechila and cleansing that we will have very soon, the letters of Av, Aleph Bet, could stand for Elul Ba, we're getting there, then you get a number which is very significant to us this week, and that is 42. We had 42 journeys. There are lots of other 42s. There are 42 cities of the Levium besides the Arei Miklat. There's 42 words in Shema from the word of Vahafta until Bisharecha. Also 42 words in the first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei and many others. Rabbeinu Bechaya speaks about the Shem HaMeforash, the special name, the inexplicable name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which was used by Moshe Rabbeinu It's a name of 42 letters. This idea comes from the gematria in the pasuk of Ki Hu Amar Vayehi. Ki Hu, if you take the gematria, the numerical value of Ki Hu, you're going to get to 42. 42 Amar, he said, Vayehi, and it was. The Meshech Chochma says that when Hashem speaks to Moshe by the Sneh, Moshe asks and says, "What name? Who are you? What name should I call you? What name am I going to introduce you by to the Jewish people?" And Hashem responds to him and he says, "Eheke asher eheke." Also, the numerical value of eheke is 21, so I am, the way that we translate it is, I am who I am. Meaning, I am now who I was in the past, I am now who I will be in the future, I am who I am, that's my name. However, when he goes to Parai, when he goes to Bnei Yisrael, now in Mitzrayim, Hashem says, so this is my name, Vayomer Elokim al Moshe, Eheke Asher Eheke, I am who I am. Vayomer, and he said, Ko Tomar L'Bnei Yisrael, but this is what you should say to the Jewish nation, Eheke Shelachani Alechem, it is Eheke, only 21, who has sent me to you. What is Hashem telling him? Hashem is saying, I am 42. I am the whole thing. I'm giving you the Shem HaMeforesh. This is who I am. I am 2 times 21. But when you go to Bnei Yisrael in Mitzrayim, you're only going to be able to use one of those two names, 21. Why? Let's go back to the tefillin. We have the name of Hashem written in the tefillin, in each of the tefillin. There are four parshios, there are four pieces of the Torah that are written in the tefillin, and the name of Hashem in each of them is written 21 times, for a total of 42. The tefillin are a symbol of Hashem being with us, but there are two tefillin. There's the tefillin of the head and the tefillin of the arm. The tefillin of the head is visible. Everyone can see it. There's actually a pasuk about the tefillin that says, "V'ra'u kol amei ha'aretz ki shem Hashem nekra alecha v'yir'u mimecha." When the nations of the world see the Jewish people walking around with their tefillin, which really a person is supposed to wear the whole day, except that he's supposed to be able to concentrate fully on his avodas Hashem the whole day, and therefore a man does not wear the tefillin the whole day today. Nowadays, but in any case, when the non-Jews see a Jew wearing tefillin, he gets scared because it's clear and visible to him that Hashem is with him. That's the tefillin shel Rosh. But the tefillin shel Yad, it's hidden. You can't see the tefillin shel Yad. It's worn on the inside of the arm. So what the Rambam says, that perhaps on Tisha B'Av we should only be wearing the tefillin shel Yad because that's when it's not clear for others to see that Hashem is with us. We know, Vayelech Alayis, that Hashem is always there with us. But for the non-Jews looking at us, perhaps it's not a good day to wear the Tefillin Shel Rosh because they cannot see it. And therefore, when Hashem sends Moshe to Bnei Yisrael, he says, just use one of the two. Eheke Shlachani Alechem. This is going back to the first story of Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananiah. When Rabbi Yeshua stood there in the silent debate, when the heretic turned his face away from him to say, Hashem has turned his face away from you, this made sense. We're after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. We're after the destruction of the Chorban. We have millions of people who have died by sword. It's a terrible time, and it looks very clearly like Hashem has turned his face away from us. That's it. We're not his nation anymore. And yet, Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananiah stretched out his hand and said, no, it might look like he's not here, but he is here, and he's holding on to us. And this the heretic couldn't understand. It didn't make any sense to him that we should still believe that Hashem is with us in this dark, dark period of time, and he couldn't even translate it that way. This is the question of all our journeys through history, all of our masas, all the journeys that we've taken, is, where was God during the Holocaust? How could it be? And of course, we know that he was there holding our hands. We know that when he says, Anochi haster aster panai, I will hide my face from you, it means it's hidden. But when someone's hiding, it means he's there, but he's hiding. This we understand. The non-Jews can't understand this. The heretics can't understand it. But we know. And this is the message for us as we take these 21 days, the 21 days of mourning, is that it's part of our 42 journeys that we have. And sometimes our journeys are difficult and sometimes our journeys are easier, but every journey has a purpose of bringing us closer to Hashem. There is no such thing as a journey that is just to distance us. Sometimes the journeys are harder and sometimes the journeys are easier, but we don't have 21 journeys. We have 42 journeys. We have the 21 days that look like they are black days and 21 days that look like they are white days, but they are all there for the purpose of bringing us to and closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The 3 weeks are not a momentary break in our summer vacation. It's not something that we're supposed to get through and get over. It's a time that we're meant to grow. I want to talk about another 21 days, and perhaps you hear some of the background noise here. I'm actually sitting in an airport in Dubai on my way home from spending 21 days, with travel time included, running a summer camp in Moscow. Moscow is a city that I have been zocha to be running a camp there for over 25 years. And I wish I could show you some of the pictures, some of the images, some of the videos of what was accomplished during those 21 days of journeying to a place that has struggled and suffered, and it's always been hard for the Jews in Russia, always, and yet there is joy, and yet there is connection, and yet there is a tremendous amount of Torah learning. There are schools, there are yeshivas, there are camps. The Jews have the ability that in the darkest of times and in the best of times, whatever it is that is going on through our journeys of life, we know that there is a way to connect. There is something to connect to. There is something to connect for. 21 days of growth, of wonderful discovery, and so many stories to tell. I thank you for taking this journey with me, the journey through Sefer Bamidbar, and thank you to the OU Women's Initiative for the opportunity and for the spreading of Torah through our journeys.